Striking postal workers manned the picket line outside this South London mail centre from dawn. At stake, they say, jobs, pay and the very existence of Royal Mail.
I mean, I've got a family to support, you know, I've got a house, a mortgage to pay for. You know, this is not what I want to do.
The Communication Workers Union claims 78,000 delivery and collection workers took part in today's strike. Yesterday, 40,000 mail centre staff and drivers walked out. Royal Mail now has a backlog of 30 million letters. These pictures were taken inside a South London sorting office today and show 45 cages of unsorted mail containing around 120,000 items. Evie Marshall celebrates her 11th birthday this weekend, her usual pile of cards unlikely to arrive.
I'm going to feel really upset because they can't get here and I would feel really forgotten. But I'll also feel quite disappointed that none of my cars can get here.
The dispute centres on a 2007 pay and modernisation deal. The CWU accused Royal Mail of reneging on the agreement. Today, Lord Mandelson said efforts to reach a settlement were being held up by a troublesome few.
It's a minority of areas and branches of the CWU that are dragging their feet in this. They are the ones who are falling out with management for whatever reason, real or perceived. And it's amongst those localities that we've got to bridge these differences of opinion and get them signing up or re-signing up to the original agreement that they put together 2 years ago.
The union says it's willing to hold talks at ACAS to try and break the deadlock, but Royal Mail insists the strikes have to be abandoned before that can happen.
Well, I think, we've said that the use of our mediation could be very useful in the future. I think we really need the strikes called off before that can be really productive. And as I said, we believe we have a good basis for that in the talks that took place earlier in the week.
Royal Mail has drafted in 30,000 temps and scores of managers to try and clear the delays. But with the CWU planning a further three-day walkout from next Thursday, it appears to be a backlog that can only get bigger. Simon Newton, Sky News.